this topic today and preach this particular word. As we look at Proverbs 9, you'll note that it's broken into three paragraphs. It's a glorious chapter, really. You think about the symmetry of this. The first six verses are about a lady, and the last six verses are about a lady. And in the middle, there's some commentary in the middle six verses. So we're going to see two ladies. Will you follow? Will you attend the invitation of Lady Wisdom, or will you attend the invitation of Lady Folly? And you'll see that it ends with no answer to those you're pleading. It's a cliffhanger. And we, as the readers, get to make the decision. Are we going to go and keep reading? Are we going to follow the way of wisdom? Or are we going to follow our own way and worship according to our own ways, our own life? So let's dig into it. And as we get there, looking at verse 1, it says, now remember, this is wisdom is a personification of God's wisdom. Okay. And then we'll see folly as personification of rebellion against God's wisdom. So the two ladies. Wisdom has built her house. Her Lady Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. So this is a majestic house. It is a beautiful home. She's put a lot of effort into this. It says she has slaughtered her beasts. Meat was a delicacy in the day. She has mixed her wine, so she has added spices to her wine. This is good wine. She has also set her table, and this would be indicative of intimacy. When you go in and have an intimate meal with someone in their own home. So then it says, verse 3, she sent out her young women to call from the high places in the town, and I am going to make a big deal about the high places of the town. That's where the temple was. That's where the temple was located. That's the place of worship. You'll see that both ladies are going to appeal to those who go to the high places to worship. So the home is set up right there at the high places. It says in verse 4, whoever is simple, let him turn here. Now remember, that those of you who have been with us, simple means uncommitted. The uninitiated, you're on the fence. You're just immature. You haven't decided which way you're going to go yet. The scoffers are the ones who are turned against God. The wise, the ones who are learners and lovers of God. But the simple are, could go any way, either way. And so you're going to see folly and wisdom appealing to the simple, saying, come with me. This is us. We are the simple. Simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come. Eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. She intends to give life to these who will come. Looking at verse 7. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer or he will hate you. Reprove a wise